One of the questions that came into Curious North recently caught my interest, so I thought I would try to provide an answer. There's been a fair amount of tamarack dying off in the last year or two, and the question was about the cause. Tamarack is a rather unique tree. Native to Wisconsin, it can be found across the state. It's a member of the larch family, which is known for being a deciduous conifer. That means it's a cone-bearing tree that sheds its needles every fall. If you have driven any direction in or out of Rhinelander, Minocqua, Park Falls, pretty much every population center in the Northwoods, you've driven past tag alder stands. You probably don't pay much attention to them until fall, when their needles turn a brilliant burnished gold color. These trees can grow quite large on drier sites, up to 60 feet tall, but they rarely exceed 30 feet tall or so in wetter areas. Tamarack is truly a northern swamp tree, usually found in leatherleaf or peat bogs that also grow balsam fir, white cedar, and black spruce. It can actually be found scattered in most counties of Wisconsin, but the further south you go, it typically only holds on in the coldest swamps. In areas where you see tamarack growing, you always see taller trees along the fringes of a bog, and the closer they get to the center of the bog, the smaller they are. However, these trees could all be the same age, the trees in the wetter areas just growing far slower. The trees that grow larger faster are usually also available for harvest sooner. The trees in the center of the wetland grow so slowly they may never reach merchantable age, or they might not be accessible with equipment due to the nature of swamps. So, they just grow old and die. That's one possible explanation of why you see more dead tamarack trees out in the middle of a wetland. A second explanation, and probably the most likely, is changes in hydrologic regimes. For most of the last decade, we were in a drier trend with below average precipitation. I remember people extending their docks to try to reach the lake and mowing the dry lake bed. Then a couple of years ago, things changed and we started getting wetter again. As the water came up, trees that were growing along the edge of the lake stayed wet year-round, started to stress and die. The same is true in the wetlands. Water levels in marshes came up and the trees that were barely able to hang on began to drown. If you tack on the possibility that within the last 10 years there may have been a culvert replaced downstream or beaver dams built in low water years to catch what water there was, then you magnify the impact of increasing precipitation. Finally, there are documented ongoing changes in our climate that will directly and indirectly impact these trees. Our precipitation comes in higher intensity and lower frequency events than in years past, which changes how wetlands work. Additionally, hotter summers and colder winters can have a significant impact on tree species that are not adapted to them. Add to that the change in the life activity and presence of insects, and you have a pretty complex set of impacts that a tree has to overcome to stay healthy. Our state saw a significant die-off of tamarack years ago due to larch sawfly, so we have very few, if any, legacy trees. I saw an article from Minnesota back in 2017. It said they were experiencing a large die-off of tamarack due to larch beetle. These insects used to breed once a year and overwinter as non-flying juveniles, but due to moderating winters, the larvae are now able to fly and breed before winter starts, allowing them to spread more quickly than ever before. While I don't know of any significant die-off event due to larch beetles here in Wisconsin, I would not be surprised to hear at some point that insects are having a greater impact on tree mortality than they did in years past. Managing a healthy forest is more complex than some might think. Active management and forward thinking are crucial to ensuring we keep the tamarack and other at-risk tree species as a part of our northern landscape. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great Northwoods.